in Zikas Nisuya, let's say in the case where she, when she was first married to the first brother, they made Nisuyan already. It's like they had Bia ready, they had Chupa ready. In such a case, and then the husband dies, then the brother dies, is Ula holds, Oise Zika Nisuya, Oise Safik Nisuya. It has a lach as if there's a Safik Nisuyan going on right now. So that's the difference between the Rashi and the Sefer. So it's like this. Zika Sarusa, Oise Safik Arusa. That in the Rashi, in the first case, they were only married together with Kedushin. They never had a Chuppah yet. So therefore, when the first husband dies, at most the Zik is only a Suffolk Arusa. Therefore, since the Yovim is only a Suffolk Kedushin, for sure the Isha has the right to sell her Nechassim. She is the total owner. If she yashes any Nechassim now from her father, therefore the Rashi of the Mishnah says she can sell it and she can give it for a present since she only had Erisin with her first husband. Why? If you want to tell me, Vadai Arusa, if you want to tell me now that Zika makes it, like they have Vadai have Kedushin, again, when the first brother dies, and they had no children, so there is a din Zika, that his wife now is a little bit attached to the other brothers, if you want to tell me that gives her a din like she's Mamish and Arusa, she has Kedushin with him, if so, Moedim Beis Hillel. How could our Mishnah say that Bezalel agrees that if this Yavama right now, she receives karka property from her father, she has a right to sell it, she's the only owner. V'yotanan, we learned like this in the Gemara in Subis. V'yotanan, noflo lo nechosim. If she fell to her nechosim, that means a lady that her father died, and there was no sons there, so the lady, the daughter, yashins her father. So she received property right now. So it depends. Misha Nisarasa, if she was already married to a husband, she was married already, and she had Kedushin with him. So then, Beishama Yermrim Timkor. Beishami says, yes, she's allowed to sell a karka. Since there's no Nisuyin, they didn't make chuppah yet, a lady that's only married to a husband with Kedushin alone, so Beishami says she is the total owner of her nechosim. She could sell it. Beisilu says, though, you should know, loy timkor. She's not allowed to sell it. So if you're going to tell me now that it's a vadai kedushin zika, so how could Beisilu agree to the ratio of the Mishnah to say she's allowed to sell it? Why is she allowed to sell it? So her father died, so she has the property of her father. But since there's yei zika, and it's considered like she's attached to the other brother, so she has like a husband in a kedushin. And Beisilu holds that when there's Kedushin involved, she's not the owner anymore to sell it. Her husband has the rights over it. Because her husband has the right to eat the payers of it. So therefore she has the right to sell it. Now, Elu v'Elu Modim, both Beisil and Beisham agree, Shemochru v'Nos Mekayim, that if B'dievet, she went ahead and did sell it. A case where she has Kedushin, she's married to a husband, she has a husband, but they only have Kedushin together, and now she gets nechasa from her father, that b'dievet, if she sells it, the mechir is chal. Because she has a kinyan aguf, she owns the capital of the karka, the husband only has the right, like, to use the payers. So for sure, her mechir is good. So this is the question, if you're going to tell me now that Zika makes it, like there's a vadai erisin, so why does Bezalel agree that lechatchila she's allowed to sell it? Ella, what do we have to say? Ella Shmaminat Mir, there's a proof that Zikas Arusa Oisa Sofik Arusa. That in the case where she was married to a first husband only with Kedushin, with Erisin, and then the first brother dies, that she is now Zika to the other brothers, it only makes a Sofik Erisin, a Sofik Kedushin. Therefore, Bezalel agrees that since there's only a Suffolk, a doubtful Kedushin, that she's the total owner, now she's allowed to sell her property. And who are then Zikas Nesuya, Oysa Suffolk Nesuya? That in a case where they were married, Metchila, with Kedushin and Chupa, and now the first brother dies, that the Shemeris Yavim, the Zika, makes her into a Suffolk Nesuya. Why? Because these Saka Daitach, Vada Nesuya, if you want to tell me that in the case where they were first married completely, Kedushin and Nisuyin, and now the first brother dies, that his wife is Zika, she's Zokuk, she's attached now to the other brothers. If you want to tell me it's like a Vada Nisuya, like she's Vada married to them, if so, Beisham Mayermim Yachloiku. What does Beis Shammai say in the Sefer of the Mishnah? That in the case you want to say now from the Suyin, and then she dies, so the Lacha is Yachleku. Yorshei Habal im Yorsheyav. That the Yorshim of a father, in other words, now that the Yavama dies, the father says he has a right to Yashina. And the Yorshei Habal means the Yavam, they say they want a Yashina. So Beis Shammai says what? Yachleku. Now, how could Beis Shammai say Yachleku? V'yotanan, we learned like this. Noflu lo nechosim. Mishani says, let's say a lady got married, and she had Kedushin and Nisuyin. She has a total husband now, after the chuppah. Now her father dies, and she yashins her father's nechosim where there are no sons. She yashins the nechosim. What's the halacha? Eilu v'yelu modim. Both Beis Shammai, both Beis Hillel. Both of them agree. She mochra v'nosna. That Luisa, she goes and sells it. Shehabal moitzim yad alakuchis. That she has no right at all to sell it. So what do we see? That the Baal is the total owner of a nechosim. She's not an owner at all. So when you have nesuyin to a husband, so a husband is like the owner of a nechosim. And if she goes and sells it, she has no right at all to sell it. So if so, how come in our Mishnah Beis Shammai says Yachleku? Ella, what do we have to say? Shema Aminah from here, there's a good proof that Zikas Nesuya Oysa Sofik Nesuya. That we say when the first marriage, when the first brother got married. So even though they made Nesuyin, now when the first brother dies, his wife has Zika to the other brothers, it's only called a Sofik Nesuyin. Since it's only a Sofik Nesuyin, that's why the halacha is Yachleku according to Beis Shammai. Rashi says, Oysa Sofik Nesuya, Kedepreciously El, Techivon Davade Nesuya, Habal Meitzimad Alakuchais. Since Beis Shammai says when they vow they have Nesuyin, the husband, the Baal, takes it away from the person the Isha sold it to, Hocha the Sofik Nesuyihi. Here we're talking about a case that Zika only makes a Sofik, a doubtful Nesuyin. Have a Nechosim a Sofik. Therefore, this Nechosim is a Sofik. Who's the owner of it? Was she the owner of it, or was her husband the owner of it? Or the Beis Shammai Chalukah Difa. According to Beis Shammai's klal is that moment amutah besofik is chokin adifa. The ain lo behem chazaka yosim imenu. The yada ki yada. Both of them have equal rights over this property. The father says he wants the yashina, and the husband says he yashins her. So they both have equal rights. That's why it's chokin. Ula Beis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel say? Chazaka adifa. Beis Hillel says no. Momen amutik besofik. When you have a doubt what to do with money, the klal always is, we always hold, hamoitzim mechaver ol avaraya. You can't take it away. You have to leave it by the muchzik. Whoever's a chazak, whoever's muchzik, is holding it more by them. They have a right to keep it. Before you take it away, you have to bring a raya, proof with edim. Why? Beis Hillel holds the ain yodoi ki yodoi. You're not like her. Hoyev loy noflu lo kishitachas abal. Didn't fall when she was Takas Abal. Fell now when she's a Shmeras Yovim only. So therefore, Beis Hillel says, Vichas Kosei. Vakol Ponim, that's the Raya that Zika only makes a Sofik Nisuyin. It doesn't make a Vade, it only makes a Sofik Nisuyin. This is the way Ula learns the theory between the Reish of the Mishnah and the Seif of the Mishnah. Now again, the Reish of the Mishnah says that she's the total owner of the Nechosim, she could sell it. So Ula learns that's when there was only Erisin at the beginning. So now when there's Zika, it's only a Suffolk garrison. If everybody agrees, she's the total owner. And the Seif is talking about that first they had Nesuyin together. And now when the first husband dies, there's a Zika's Yibum, makes her a Suffolk Nesuyin. So Suffolk Nesuyin, it's a Suffolk. Who owns the property right now? Therefore Beis Shammai says, Momen HaMutfah B'Suffolk, the Klal is Yisei Chokin. Omale Rabba. Rabba said like this, Adam Miflegi the Gufa. Why do you have to have a machloikis upon the Gufa of the karka itself? Uliacha Misa, and the machloikis is after she dies. Who yashins the Gufa of the karka itself, like the capital of the karka itself? What do they have to argue like that for? Liflog Bechayeho. Why don't they have a machloikis in the Mishnah when she's still alive? Ula Peris, and the Nafkamina is, who eats the fruits of the karka? Like the Baal's right is to eat the fruit of the karka. And the Isha's right is to keep the karka itself. So now we have a suffix. Is there a Baal involved here or not? Why wasn't that the machlekes? Then Rashi says, Omale Rabba Lula, E time mishum chaluka adifahu, ad niflug begufa shakarka, uliacha misa, liflug bechayel le peris, till a beshamai polig yovon peri beado. The sotun nisuyi, the same machlekis could be, according to beshamai, will be a machlekis who eats the fruits of the karka. Dilu vade nisuyi have a hu shakul abal, ba karka. Because if it would have been a vade nisuyi, then the husband takes the peris. So why don't we have the same machlekes when she's still alive? And the question is, who eats the fruits of the karka? So since since we don't argue there, smashman is not the pshat. So Gemara says, Elo Omar Rabba. Rabba comes and says like this: I tell you, both the reisha of our mishnah, both the seif of our mishnah, edvid denoflo kishinesuya. Both cases we're talking about that first they were married completely, kedushin and nesuyin, and now the husband dies, one brother dies, so she's, and they have no children, so now his wife is zokuk liyibum to the other brothers. Now nofla kishin nesuya vezikas nesuya oisa sofik nesuya. Everybody agrees to this, that is zika now, she's attached to the brother that's alive. She only has a din of a sofik nesuya. She's not Vadi married to him. It's only Sofik Nesuyin. So what's the chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer then? So it's like this. Reisha in the first case, the Ihi Kaima, where she is still alive. We're talking about that she didn't die yet. Only her husband died. The first brother died. And she's a Shemeris Yavim now. So she, the wife, is waiting for the other brother to marry her. Is Hevilo Ihi Vadi. She, like Vadi, has the right in this karka. Whether she has the goof, or the Paris also, it says that it's only a suffix if she has the Paris also. But the goof, the capital of the karka, for sure belongs to her. The inu suffix. Now the Baal, the Yovim, is a suffix if he has anything or not. If it's only a suffix Nesuyin, maybe there's no Nesuyin, he has nothing here. So the klal is, v'yein suffix moitzimi de vadai. That's Pshan the Reisha. That's why in the Reisha, when she is still alive, so for sure she owns the capital of the karka. So once she's vad, they have something here, the klal is she keeps the whole thing. For somebody else to take it away from her, he has to have a vadai for a sure reason. Now the Yovam doesn't have any for sure reason, he didn't make Yibam yet. There's only a Zika involved, and it's only a Sofik Nesuyin. So since the Yovam only has a Sofik right to get it, the klal is Ein Sofik Moitzim Edivadai. The Yovam in the Reisha gets nothing, and Moidim Beisilu Beishamai, she has all the rights. And therefore, if she sells it, the mechir is chal. That's Pshan the Reisha of the Mishnah. Now, Seifa, what's the second case of the Mishnah? Seifa de Mesa. We're talking about the Yavama, she died. So she's not here anymore. So now the question is, who Yashin Tanechosim? Does the Baal, does the Yavim, because he has a Sofet Nesuyin, or does the father? On the tzad that the Nesuyin is not chal, then we say the father has the right to Yashin his daughter. As if the daughter is married, the husband yashins his wife. But if there's no husband involved, then the halach is that a father yashins his daughter when she has no children. So here it's a good suffix. Is halalu boy liyorish v'halalu boy liyorish. Both of them come with a good complaint. They both want a yashin inheritor. Therefore v'yachloikul. Therefore in the Sefer Beishamai says, Momen amutu b'suffix yachokin. Like we have a doubt, does the father have a right to take it? And then we'll say the Yavim has no Zik at all, has no Nesuyin. Or do we say, no, the Yavim has Nesuyin, and therefore he has a right to get it. So it remains a doubtful moment who has a right to get to it, and therefore Beishami says, Yachleiku, and Beisilu says, Lidu Becheskosoi. So that's the way Rabba learns, that's the difference between the Reisha and the Seif of the Mishnah. Now, if Kamina, whether she's alive or not, is she a Vadai or there's no Vadai here? So Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has a kasha now to Rabba. Ula Beishama, you want to tell me the Svara Beishama is that he holds Ein Sofik Moitzim Midei Vadai? Like, is that true? I'll prove to you he doesn't know that klal. You want to say Pshan the Reisha that since she's alive, she for sure has the right to the capital of the karka, therefore she even gets the Paris also. Is that true that Beishama holds such a Svara? The Yotanam would learn like this. Nofal habayis olov v'yalovif. A house collapsed on two people. On olov, on the person, on the father. In other words, a son and a father. Now the big nafkamina, who died first? to know who Yashin's who. It's nafkamina if the father died first and then the son, so the son Yashin's his father, or did the son die first? And if the son died first, then the father Yashin's his son, and then the father died. So what's going to be in the case of Nofal Abayis Olav, the house caved on top of a son, V'yalov and his father, or else Olav V'yal Marishav? This house fell upon somebody, and also upon the other people that he has a right to Yashin. Marisha means he's the one that takes over the Nechosim. So it's very important to know who died first. If the other people died first, he takes over the Nechosim. And now when he dies, his Yashin get it. But if he died first, so that's it. He never had a right to Yashin, the other people, the Nechosim. Now, V'hoyu Olav Ksubas Isha Uval Choy. Now this person had upon himself a chiyuv, he had a wife, he has to give his wife, the wife has to get a ksuba from his property, and also b'chayv, there's a b'chayv, he owed money to other people, people are coming out to collect the money that he owes them, they want to collect it from his property. So what's the loch here? Yorshayav oimrim, the yorshim of the father say, that haben meis rishon, first the son died, and therefore since the son died first, the father inherits the son. And then the father died. So therefore these Yashim, like the brother, wants to say, we take it all. We also talk of the son of the father. The Baal Chayv says, nothing doing. The Baal Chayv says, no, first the father died. And then the son died. So the son has the right to Yashin all his father's Nechasim. And now when the son dies, so the Baal Chayv says, I have a right to collect here. He owes me money. So what do we do in such a case? Is the machleiki, you say, divided in half. You leave the karka b'cheskosin, whoever's holding it, up until now. Now, the Yehocha, Yorshaya Vaday, the Yorshaya for sure gets something here. Oh, Baal Chayv Sofik, and the Baal Chayv is a doubt if he can collect anything or not. Still, Beis Shammai holds, you see, you say achleiko. So who you see, you don't say ain't suffik meitzimide vaday. We see a suffik could take it away from a vaday. So our answer is kasave beshamai shtar roim et ligvois kegavadami. No, it's also like a vaday here. The Baal Chayv, the person at the malva, the one that lent him money, now comes to collect his money. Since he has a shtar, he has proof that he owes him the money. Halacha shtar roim et ligvois is kegavadami. It's still like he collected the money already. So therefore, he's also like a vaday here. Since he's also a vadai, therefore, Beisilu Beshamai says here, Yachloiku. But in a normal case, like the case of before, like in our Mishnah, the pshat from the Reisha is, Ein Sofik might say, Mide Vadai. The other word says, Uminot Taimra, how do we know this? Uminot Taimra, how do we know this, Svara? That what, that a shtar is such a strong thing, that a shtar, if you have a document, Haimid Ligvois, there's Kagava Dami, the Tanan, we learned like this. Meisu Balehim, if the husband's died, Achila Shosu, in the case he had a soita, he had a wife that's doubtful if she lived with another husband or not, so you have a din soita, so you bring her to the Kayin, you want her to drink the Mayim Amorim. So Lachrid, let's say Meisu Balehim, let's say your husband dies before she got to drink from the water. So Beishama Yom Beishama says, Noitles Ksubasim. They have a right to receive the ksuba. In other words, since they were about to drink the water, so we can't say they did this nus yet. So therefore, Lamaisa, the husband, dies. So since she has a ksuba to collect, she still has a right to get a ksuba. V'einon shoises, but they do not drink from the Mayhamorim anymore. We soon see the Lacharish, she only drinks when the husband is still alive. But if a husband dies, there's no halacha, she's not allowed to drink, she doesn't have to drink from the Mehamorim anymore. And therefore, the din is that she gets a ksuba. She has a right to collect a ksuba. Beis Hillel says no. Oh, shoysos, either she has to drink from the Mehamorim, and if she drinks and nothing happens to her, that's the proof that she did not do this nus, and then she collects the ksuba. Oh, loinotles ksubasan. Or else in a case where she does not drink, the Mehamorim, like here, that her husband died, she cannot drink anymore. So therefore, min ha-sofik, we have a sofik now, whether she's a soiter or not, did she have this nus or not, therefore min ha-sofik, she cannot collect the ksuba. Now, after the Gemara, oi shoysos, Like, what does Beisilu mean to say, Oishoisois, that she could drink the water right now? The Pasuk says, Ve'hevi yo'ish es ishtoi, Omerachimon of Aleko. The Torah says, when does an Isha Saito drink the Mehamorim? Only if her husband brings her there. The Pasuk says, Ve'hevi yo'ish es ishtoi. The husband has to be alive to bring his wife. And over here, that the husband died already, so how could Beisilu say, Oishoisois? If they want to, they could drink the water doesn't help. So Gemara says, what he meant to say was like this, Elo, what Beisilu meant to say was like this, Mitoich Shaloi Shoisois, since they're not allowed to drink anymore, there's no Dimei Amorim. Since the husband died, the Lachriz Loi Noitlas Ksubasan, they do not have a right to collect the Ksuba. Because it's a suffix whether they have a right to get the Ksuba or not. On the Tzad, she was a Soita that she did have Znus with somebody else, she has no right to get the Ksuba. So since we have a doubt whether she did this nus or not, when I suffer, she does not have a right to collect the ksuba now that her husband dies. Now, the yohoch over here, the suffix who? It's a suffix whether she did nus or not. Suffix who? Suffix zanoi, suffix loy zanoi. We have a doubt whether she did do nus or not. Hokosi suffix, o moitse midei vadai. That the suffix is moitse midei vadai. The West of Shat, the Chorus of Kash, according to Beis Shammai. How can Beis Shammai say that she has a right to collect the Ksuba? It's a suffix. Why does she collect the Ksuba? So Chorus of Kash, so how could she collect the Ksuba according to Beis Shammai? Elo, what do we have to say? Elo Shemamin, if there's a proof that the klal is that Shtaroi med Ligboy says Kogobodomi. That since the Isha has. Yeah, l'shmamin el famir. It's a proof that what that shtar roim med ligvois is kagobadomi. That a shtar that's roim to collect with, we consider as if you collected it already. Therefore, we looked as if the isha is like a vadai. She vadai has a right to get the money as if she has the money already. So therefore, that's why according to Beis Shammai, she gets a ksuba. So you see clearly this svara that when you have a shtar, a document, a proof that you deserve the money, then we look as if you have the money already. And now, minas sofik, you still keep it, because we can't take it away from you. This is the raya that a shtar was called Eimed Ligbois is Kogobodomi. Now, v'yabaya fret gemara, v'yabaya, loisve meho, what in the yetakash from here, from over here? Trashi v'yabaya, lo yosek adayte mikoro, mishum time of the shtar Eimed Ligbois. If v'yabaya didn't know this svara of shtar Eimed Ligbois dummy. So he's not asked the kasha. Is it true that Beis Shammai holds a sofik moitzim midivadai? Ah, you see, Beis Shammai says a sofik is moitzim midivadai. So if Abaye didn't know the svara shtar, why didn't Abaye ask the kasha from this mishnah over here? Here also we see, according to Beis Shammai, that a sofik is moitzim midivadai. So how come Abaye didn't ask the kasha from this mishnah by Yisaita? At the Gemara, Dilmaksubas Isa Shani Mishum Chino. I tell you the new svara why she maybe would collect the ksuba. A ksuba is a new svara that an isha mishum chino, like we want them to find favor in the eyes of the husband. Like it says in the side there, Pirish, the chivon shiadash afilo misafin tells ksubasa mishamesh labaila, the yalas chain bene baila. There's a svara that minasafik and isha should also get a ksuba. So then, like, since the isha realizes that her husband is going to give her a ksuba minas sofik, she's nice to her husband. So mishum chinah, there should be grace between the two of them. We want to make sure you have a nice deal that you could collect the ksuba even minas sofik. That's why Abaye did not ask the kasha from by ksuba. By the case of the ksuba, there he understood why Beis Shammai says the sofik is moitzi mishum chinah. That's like an agreement made between the two of them that the ksuba, the isha, always has the right to collect. But before the case over here by Baal Chayv, the Abaye did not know the svara shtar and nidlas kugabidomi yet. So if Abaye asked the question over there, we see the Beis Shammai says a suffix could be mitzi midei vadai. And that the Teretz was no, that like now Mishnah Beis Shammai says ain't suffix mitzi midei vadai. And the only reason why a Baal Chayv has the right to collect his money is because since he has a shtar, and there we say shtar and nidlas is considered kugabidomi. So marvel loisvei ksuba demas nisin. Why don't they ask the kasha from ksuba na mishnah loy pligi? Rashi v'loisvo miksuba demas nisin. Rashi the amri beis shammai yachleiku. And now Mishnah, the Gesalka Tatar Hashto, the Beishamai Nam Yaksuba Arm Yachloiku. Even on the Ksubi says Yachloiku. Of course, Yoshin Dido, Misofik, the Govoi Palgo, the Ksubi, Miyavim, Devi Vadai. So Chura here, it's a Sofik Moitzi Medevadai, and you see the Sofik is Moitzi. Vosim Akumem Mishum Chino, Dosim Meso, the Gabi Yosh, the Chashino, the Chino. There she died, it's a question of the Chino, by the Yoshim, we don't say the Svar of Chino. So why didn't we ask the Kasha from our Mishnah? For the Gemara of Yabai, Lois, for Lois, like Suba de Mastisin, and the Gemara, like Pligi, where Beshama does not argue on the part of the Ksuba. He only argues on the Nechosin, not on the Ksuba. Like Rashi says, Leplegi, to Maide Beshama, she becheskas Yoshe Yabal, to Lenit no Ksuba Ligbos Mechayim. Anisha has no right to collect the Ksuba when she's still alive. It's only after the husband dies. So therefore, the money was becheskas Yoshe Yabal, and Avade Beshama agrees that they get it and she does not receive it. For the Gemara of Eloi, is it true that Beshama does not argue? For Akutani, we learned. May saw, in case where she dies, Mayasa Biksubasa. What should we do with Haksuba? What should we do? To Akutani, May saw, when she dies, Mayasa Biksubasa, what should we do with Haksuba? Over Nechosim, Anechnosim, Yetzim, Imo. And the Nechsim, Ilug. So Beshama, Yermim, Yachloiku. Beshami says, in this case, where the Yivama died, it's Yachloiku. The Yorshe Yabal and the Yorshe Yav. Yorshe Yabal, or Yachloiku, Yorshe Yabal, and Yorshe Yav. Who they still learn him no, Nechosim, Bechaskosim. So you see clearly that Beshami argues even on the Ksuba. Because here it says clearly, Mayasa Bechsubasa. And even on the Ksuba, Beshami says Yachloiku. So you see, you do say a Sufik is Maitzimide Vadai. So Mora says, Hochikoma. Mason, the case where the Yavama dies, Mayasa Biksubasa. What should we do with the Ksuba? Veshavka Nechosim Anechnosim. Veshavka, we leave it alone. That's the Psak. We leave the Ksuba alone. Because since there are Vadai, there are Muchzik in it, we don't take it away from the Yoshe Yabal. Now, Nechosim Anechnosim Yoitzim Imo, what about the Nechsim Elug? What do we do with her property that she brought in and she takes out? Veshav Mayomim Yachloiku. So Suffolk who has the right to get to it. And both of them are not Mokzokim right now, so there's no din. So therefore it's Yachloiku. Yachloiku, Yorshe Yabal and Yorshe Yav. Who they still learn, they still hold no. Nechosim Bechaskosim. There's also a Chazok on the Nichsei Melug. It was Bechaskas the Ishi before, therefore the Yorshe Yav, her father, Yashin, son Nechosim. Now the Gemara says, Omar Ravashi. For now, Mishnah alone, there's also a proof that the din of Yachloiku does not apply to the Ksuba, it only applies to the Nichsei Milug. What's the proof? Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, Yachloiku Yorshe Habal im Yorshe Yav. Mashma, the Yorshe Yav, they receive it for sure, and the Yorshe Habal also inherits it, like Mixas. For like Tiktoni, and it does not say the opposite way, that Yorshe Yav im Yorshe Habal. In other words, the Ksuba, like for sure, belongs by the Yorshe Yabal. So if the Yachloiku went on the Ksuba, it should have said a Loshin that the Yorshe Yav inherits also with the Yorshe Yabal. Since it doesn't say it this way, it's Mashma, the Ksuba we're not talking about. That's not the Din Yachloiku. Yachloiku only applies to the Nichsei Miluk. So Gemara says, Shma Mina, this is a proof. Now the Gemara says another Pshat now. Abaye Omar Abaye says another Chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa of our Mishnah. Reisha denoftolok is Yishimeres Yovim. The Reisha is talking about the Nechosim fell to her. Her father died and she inherited her father's Nechosim when she was a Shimeres Yovim after her husband died already. Therefore it's Becheskas her Rishus. Therefore she's the total owner. Seifa that says Yachleiku or she gets it. The Noflalok is she tacht of the Baal. We're talking about where her father died when she was still married to her first husband. That's when she inherited her father's Nechosim. See, already since the first husband was alive, that's the question why Beisilus Beishame says Yachloiku. And we'll soon see why. So